We have agreed to establish a non-statutory inquiry to be carried out by a retired judge. We believe that a judge-led non-statutory inquiry is the most appropriate mechanism to establish the facts.
After a swift meeting with the Attorney General this afternoon, Sports Minister Shane Ross announced the form the inquiry into the allegations of illegal ticket selling at the Rio Olympics would take. Minister Ross was asked why a full commission of investigation, which has added powers to compel witnesses to give evidence, wasn't selected.
It could mean that it lasted longer, and we don't think that compellability will necessarily be essential at this stage because, as you probably know, today a large number of the interested parties have agreed to cooperate with any inquiry we set up.
Junior Minister for Sport Patrick O'Donovan was asked what role Pat Hickey would have in the inquiry.
We want to be very sure in the first instance that we don't in any way impact on any investigation that's happening in another jurisdiction. There is a parallel investigation going on in Brazil. We don't believe that what we are establishing here will in any way impact on that.
Mr. Hickey is currently in Bangu prison in Rio, having earlier been denied bail. His colleagues at the OCI have now said they'll cooperate fully with any inquiry the state may undertake. A judge is to be appointed next week with terms of reference to follow, and the inquiry is expected to take 12 weeks.